Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Instagram thingy, and Twitter. I am all there. Well, maybe not all there. You know what I mean. My personal update, I am still treading water here. Still looking to improve. Pneumonia sucks. It sucks shite. But, got something good you guys can look up. In addition to 5 free books at Opsfree Publishing in PDF, that's historical books. They're good stuff, man. Trollord Games giving away Castles and Crusades Player's Handbook PDF for free, gratis. So for that one, you go to Trollord Games, go to their shop, snag it. I will put links to both of these in the show notes. I don't know how many of you actually bothered checking out the show notes, but they'll be there. So now my question to you is, how much is too much for a PDF? If you're going to buy something in PDF, what's the point where you go, holy fuck, ain't no way. A lot of times PDFs are priced at half the price of a print copy, right? So the print copy is 100, a PDF is 50. But usually those are the ones where you get the PDF for free if you buy the print copy. All right. And that's fine and dandy. But if there is no print version available right now, and I guess the PDF is being sold, I don't know, to raise money, to cover costs. All right. It's $109 too much. I'll be honest with you. It's $109 for the Halls of Arden Vul Complete. This PDF is 1,120 fucking pages. Holy shit. I will leave a link to this, again, in the show notes. But if you go to drive-thru, it's the Halls of Arden, R-A-R-D-E-N, Vul, V-U-L, Complete. Expeditious Retreat Press. That's Joseph Browning. Joe publishes good stuff now. He didn't write this. He edited it. He gave some ideas, I'm sure. Rick Barton wrote it. You can snag the maps for free, by the way. pay what you want. Let's be honest. I'm going to give you, it's already a best copper seller on drive-thru. Prepare to beard the halls of Arden Vul. Arden Vul is the most ambitious mega dungeon ever created, with over 1,100 pages of incredible adventure. This first edition compatible, fully bookmarked PDF product features 2,162 encounter descriptions, 14 NPC factions, 10 massive levels, 15 extensive sub-levels, 7 dangerous exterior locations, 149 new monsters, 332 new magic items, 69 new technological items, 44 new spells, 189 new books through which PCs can gain a deep understanding of the dungeon, a full NPC appendix with 10 competing parties at 3 levels of power, over 140 original pieces of art, including 28 full-page illustrations. Holy crap. All this is mapped via 33 amazing maps that can be downloaded for free at the Maps of Arden Vul. And they're going to be doing VGT maps for it at a later point. There's never been anything like Arden Vul, and there never will be again. Welcome to the Halls of Arden Vul. Now, those who order this PDF can receive 50% discounts on the print versions that are coming shortly. Due to the size of the Halls of Arden Vul, There are a total of 5 volumes, including the map volume, which you don't need unless you want to physically copy the maps. Just send me an email, that's to Joseph, not to me, with the order number. Let me know which print books you wish to purchase, and then he'll make sure you get the discount code. All right. You get some sample of the artwork and sample of the maps. It looks nice. Don't get me wrong. It looks nice. Is it $109 nice? We don't even know how much the print books are going to be costing. But they're going to be in 5 volumes. So this is, oh my God, holy shit, huge. Now, kind of reminds me of the Undermountain box set back in the AD&D days from TSR with those huge maps. It's a game that I don't think we ever ran it. Because the maps were so huge, you couldn't even refer to them at the table without putting them on a table. And sometimes things are so large, you know your party's not. I mean, Rappahannock, my party never completed. The Lost City of Barrakis, my party never completed. And these are much smaller, the Megadon. So, you figure 1,100 plus pages, maybe a full campaign, maybe your party will use a quarter of that? I don't know. I don't think there's enough lifetime in my lifetime to explore a mega dungeon of that size. Is it too large? Can the mega dungeon be too large? That's a good question, actually. I mean, or is it more of a thought experiment? Is it like, I'd like to own this, but I'll never run it. 1,120 pages. That might take me years to read through. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. What is your price point where you tap out and go, I'm not going above it? Usually for me, it's around $20 for a PDF. Below that, I'll consider it. Above that, it has to really knock my fucking socks off. I'd like to hear your thoughts. And what do you think of paying $109 for one? No matter how large it is. Folks, it's only going to get worse out there before it gets better. Stay home. If you're allowed to, stay home. If you're not one of those workers out there that are letting the rest of us stay home, stay home. Okay? Stay healthy. 6 feet, right? Like a small pole arm. Keep 6 feet between you and others. Not in your own home. I'm talking about out in public. Wash your fucking hands. When you come in from the outside, wash your fucking hands. Go around with hand sanitizer. Keep disinfecting your hands. Don't touch your face. But not touching your face, eh? And be safe, be well, God bless. God bless you all. Roll your dice well. There'll be a lot of gaming going on virtually. And God willing, I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.